How many of you have read the book of Job? Oh, look at this. There's some Catholics in the crowd today. Very nice. And this is not to shame anyone or to single you out, but if you have not read the book of Job, please do. If you know how to read, it's an easy read. It's not that long either. It's a wonderful book because it talks about suffering. One time I gave that out as a penance to a person. I said, just read the book of Job. A few days later, the person came back and said, Father, that made me so sad. And I said, go back and read it twice and let me know. He came back eventually. He said, that is beautiful. Because in a nutshell, I can give you a summary of what the book of Job is about. But with this, you're not off the hook. You still, please read it. This man who had it all, he had everything. Possessions, wealth, you name it. Then the devil comes in. He says, if you take that away, he will reject you, God. If you take this away, he will deny you. God allowed that. God allows that. Not because he creates evil, but he allows suffering to see if we remain faithful to him. He's putting us to the test. And at the end, this man was like, well, I didn't have anything. Now I have everything. I have him. I have God. So suffering is a reality. When I was preparing for this homily, I was trying to make up my mind if I should preach on suffering or prayer. And I said, why not both? Because prayer is revealed in suffering. When suffering is offered as a pleasing offering to God, when we embrace suffering. And again, Job tells us just that. That God allows suffering for a reason. There's a purpose and a meaning. But we go to God, not because he gives us healing, as we hear in the gospel, but because he gives himself. We carry whatever suffering and tribulation and distress, whatever we're dealing with. I think everyone here has suffered something, or perhaps in this moment you're suffering something. Some people suffer because they're denied chocolate. Other people suffer because their spouse passed away of cancer. We're suffering right now because of this pandemic, COVID. A lot of people has passed away. A lot of people are affected by it financially. They're isolated, whatever you name it. We are suffering. But God is giving us this. He's allowing this to give us the opportunity to get closer to him. Because the goal is to find him. To look for him, not for the gifts, but for the giver of the gifts. At the end of the gospel, we hear that, if I can find it, right here, everyone is looking for you. Really. He was going about healing people, driving out demons, and all those good things that he was doing. But then they tell him, everyone is looking for him. Are they really looking for him, or are they looking to be healed? Let us not be that crowd. The crowd that is only looking for Jesus to get something, to get healed. The meaning of suffering comes directly from the cross. The one who did not have to suffer embraced suffering to show us the way, to bring us to himself. Suffering has meaning and purpose when we unite it to the cross. And of course, we're here to ask God, hey, help me with this. He is the one. He's our Father. He's our God. But if he is not taking away whatever suffering you're dealing with, he knows why. Because suffering is redemptive. In this way, we find purpose and meaning to our suffering if we unite it to the suffering of Christ on the cross. Only in this way we find purpose. Saint Damien the Vaster, I think he's a French saint, says, let it be our chief study to meditate on the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus has many lovers of his heavenly kingdom, but few who are willing to bear the cross. If we are disciples of Christ, We are here to be strengthened, to follow him, and to embrace whatever suffering comes our way. As a priest, it's beautiful to see, especially those who are dealing with cancer or various diseases. But they are very joyful because they are embracing their suffering with love and hope. What a beautiful thing that comes from God. And we are invited to do the same. Not to go out and just looking out for more suffering. We don't need extra crosses. That's not the point. But suffering is a mystery, but once again, it has purpose and meaning when we unite it to the suffering of the cross, because Jesus is bringing us to himself. Whatever you're dealing with, we ask for the grace to be nourished, to find him who is the healer, who is the doctor. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, he was a priest, he said, "Ordeals are necessary and shall certainly cross our path, since the gold of love must be purified in the fire of affliction. In fact, suffering is the nourishment that strengthens love." God is the gold of love, and we come to him to be nourished, to be strengthened, to find what we need. Rest for our souls. The world out there tells us that it should be about comfort and consolation, free pain, no pain. But this is not a matter of religion. Our bodies are limited. Our bodies have a date of expiration. We will suffer regardless. But Mother Church tells us, our faith tells us, because we are believers and because we are followers of Christ, that yes, we will suffer, but we will suffer for the sake of Christ, for the sake of his love. And we offer the sacrifice and we ask him to transform this pain into something greater. We offer for the remission of our sins. We offer for the church. We offer for those who cannot be here. That is redemptive. Transformative pain that God can only use. He's the only one that can use that pain, the suffering, for the good of the church, for the good of his people. The world will tell us the opposite. Even find ways that are supernatural, opposite to what we believe. But since we are followers and we believe, the suffering has meaning and purpose. That's why we're here, to be strengthened and to get the graces necessary to keep on going, even in the midst of this pandemic and whatever comes our way. In the gospel today, we hear the beautiful miracle. Jesus goes to Simon Peter's house and finds his mother-in-law. She was sick with a fever. Three things happened. Immediately, they told him about her illness. First, she approached the mother-in-law. We came here, and Jesus wants to approach you. He wants to approach me. We cannot leave this place without allowing God to get near us. He wants to approach and get into our souls, get into our hearts, to heal us internally, and then if he wants, externally. Second, he grasped her hand. Jesus today, through this beautiful sacrament, for those who are able to receive, he wants to get into your heart. And if you're not able to receive, you still get the grace. So let us allow Christ to touch us, to touch our heart. And if he wants to heal us, God be praised. And if not, let us ask him to touch us so that we may remain faithful, so that we may remain with him, and that we can offer the suffering so that it can be transformed into something greater. And thirdly, he helped her up, approached this woman, touched the woman, and helped her up. We are here because we want to be helped. We are here because we want to be with God. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask our Blessed Mother, who always remained faithful, at the foot of the cross. She didn't complain. She remained there. She trusted. Let us ask God to touch us, to help us, to remain close to us, so that we may not go out and find love in the wrong places. As we continue to be strengthened by God, let us offer the pain, the suffering that we're going through as a prayer. May that be our offering today. Perhaps we don't have anything else to offer. Just offer that, and that is beautiful to God. Just say, God, I offer you what I'm going through, my pain, my distress, my tribulations. Make it yours. Transform it into something greater, and help me to remain with you always. Please stand. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty.